in northern New York last Thursday, 4 days after his family requested a welfare check. Nordquist's mother says she was concerned.
The last time I talked to Sam was January 1st.
Police say it appears Nordquist was tortured. Kentucky is under a federal disaster declaration after heavy rains and winds caused flooding and downed trees. 10 people died in the southeast, 9 in Kentucky. CBS News correspondent Nicole Valdez is in Bowling Green.
It's not just the significant amount of rain and all that flooding. We know there were several tornadoes reported in states including Mississippi, Alabama, and of course in the northern tier, places like Detroit saw an incredible amount of snowfall. So you are really getting a lot of people impacted by some sort of significant weather event just in this weekend alone.
Thousands of probationary federal health agency workers were fired by letter over the weekend as the Trump administration continues to dismantle federal agencies.
The effort is spearheaded by the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, led by billionaire Elon Musk. Thousands of federal employees have been terminated in the move that Democrats have fiercely criticized. The job cuts are in addition to a buyout offer which 75,000 government workers have accepted. Willie James Inman, CBS News.
President Trump eliminated the United States Agency for International Development, which for six decades delivered critically needed humanitarian aid overseas. Republican Andrew Natsios was a USAID administrator under George W. Bush. He told CBS's 60 Minutes.
What they did was they went back 20 years to try to find things. If you have to go back 20 years to find abuse, that means there isn't that much abuse.
Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz tells us the NBA All-Star four-team tournament has wrapped up in San Francisco.
24 chosen NBA All-Stars and a group of rising stars were divided into four teams to compete in a mini tournament Sunday night. In the championship game, Team Shaq, led by Shaquille O'Neal, knocked off Team Charles, led by Charles Barkley, 41-25.
LeBron James was out of the action because of foot and ankle problems. William Byron raced to his second straight Daytona 500 victory. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core Ultra processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A survey finds that pets are able to teach love for others.
An overwhelming number of pet parents believe their furry friends have the ability to exhibit love and have the capacity to love a human. The results of this month's Polefish survey.
There is this deep connection between people and their animals. Some of the most reliable relationships that people have. They really matter to their sense of well-being every day.
Rover human-animal connection expert Phil Tedeschi.
When we look for social support, it doesn't only have to be human beings.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
President Trump toured a Boeing airplane in Florida over the weekend to check out new hardware and technology and to complain about Boeing's delays in delivering updated versions of the Air Force One presidential aircraft. The current Air Force planes used to fly presidents are more than three decades in use. Boeing has pushed back delivery of new versions from 2024 to 2028. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight. Lows drop down to zero. Wind chills to 15 below. Mostly sunny and staying cold tomorrow. A high near 10 above. Down to 5 below tomorrow night. Wind chills to 20 below. Sunny and a high of 10 Tuesday. Currently we're at 8.
Let's take it up, baby, now. take a good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
What is worse, or what is best? Do it! you'll never hear from them. That just meant you didn't call.
Like a bird in the sky,
and I can buy anything.
reports on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report started at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
You can depend and never worry.
Oh,
should miss my lover one of these old days, if you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
Years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Nothing. Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Change, change, change.
Thank you. There she was, just a walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. We walked on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh. Single day singing.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all got around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Why?
another day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
one time.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. At least 10 people are dead in severe weather.